Working and serving with women in peace and clarity in this session, we are talking about how a man can work and serve with women in peace and clarity. This matters because a mature Christian man does not live in fear of women, and he does not treat women as distractions, threats, trophies, or emotional fuel. He learns how to stand near women, work alongside women, and serve with women without surrendering his center. For many men, this area is harder than it looks. Some become awkward around capable women, some become overly eager to impress, some withdraw to avoid tension, some drift into subtle flirtation because they enjoy the energy, some become emotionally entangled and call it friendship. Others become competitive or defensive when a woman is strong, gifted, articulate, or spiritually mature. But a confident, organic man learns a better way. He remembers that women are image bearers. They are not there to inflate him, manage him, or soothe him. They are fellow human beings created by God. In many settings, they are also co-workers, fellow servants, leaders, volunteers, teachers, counselors, organizers, ministry partners, and sisters in Christ. That means male confidence must grow beyond attraction management. It must become relational steadiness. An organic Christian man can work with women calmly because his identity is not hanging on their approval. He does not need to dominate women to feel strong. He does not need female admiration to feel important. He does not need distance to feel safe. He does not need confusion to feel alive. Instead, he brings clarity, respect, appropriate warmth, clean speech, self-control, role awareness, and peace. In practical life, that means he speaks normally. He listens without overreacting. He collaborates without flirtation drift. He honors competence. He does not become smaller because a woman is gifted. He does not become showy because a woman is present. He does not build secret emotional side channels. He does not treat ministry chemistry like romantic destiny. He stays grounded. This matters in friendship. It matters at work. It matters in volunteer settings. It matters in church leadership. It matters in ministry partnerships. It matters in teams where men and women are serving toward a shared mission. In Romans 12:10, Scripture says, "In love of the brothers, be tenderly affectionate one to another, in honor preferring one another." That verse helps us here. Honor is not vague politeness. Honor takes shape. It means you relate in ways that protect dignity, clarity, and fittingness. So what does healthy mixed-gender confidence look like? It looks like being able to appreciate a woman's strengths without becoming intimidated. It looks like being friendly without becoming suggestive. It looks like being encouraging without becoming emotionally possessive. It looks like being open without over-disclosing. It looks like being collaborative without becoming dependent. It looks like being spiritually united in mission without pretending that spiritual closeness erases the need for boundaries. This is especially important in ministry. Shared prayer, meaningful work, long conversations, and kingdom purpose can create strong bonds. Those bonds can be beautiful, but they also require structure. A mature man does not assume that because something feels spiritually meaningful, it is automatically safe. He still asks, "Is this clear? Is this in the light? Is this fitting? Is this honorable?" A man can be strong without becoming hard and warm without becoming sexually confusing. What not to do? Do not act strange every time a competent or attractive woman is around. Do not withdraw into stiffness because you are afraid of tension. Do not perform for female attention. Do not create side relationships under the label of teamwork. Do not confuse shared mission with emotional entitlement. Do not let ministry closeness become private emotional dependence. Do not act as though women's gifts diminish your masculinity. A confident, organic man does not live by blur, fear, or ego hunger. He learns to work and serve with women as a whole man in Christ. Peace is often stronger than performance. And one of the signs of maturity is this. He can stand beside women in friendship, work, and ministry without losing clarity, dignity, or order.